Hello, and welcome to Partners in Diplomacy, a podcast series exploring the service, sacrifice, and adventure of life as a Foreign Service family member. I'm Mark Rincon, Deputy Executive Director of ADST, the Association for Diplomatic Studies and Training.
And I'm Bonnie Miller, the host of the Partners in Diplomacy podcast series. So, Mark, how did Partners in Diplomacy get started, and how is it funded?
Well, while ADST boasts the world's largest collection of oral histories of U.S. diplomats, we realize that American diplomats are often accompanied by dedicated partners who also make important contributions. We need to capture, preserve, and share their stories, too. So ADST, with generous financial support from the Una Chapman Cox Foundation, launched this new initiative to collect, produce, and publish oral histories of spouses and partners working in the U.S. foreign affairs community. In addition to the generosity of the Una Chapman Cox Foundation, ADST is accepting private donations for this project, which we hope will endure.
What are the goals of the podcast series?
We want to shine a light on the vital and changing roles spouses have played in the history of U.S. diplomacy and raise awareness of the important contributions Foreign Service spouses have made to both U.S. diplomacy and to our country. By creating public awareness around the valuable role women have traditionally played and that modern Foreign Service families continue to play in Foreign Service life, this project advances broader State Department-led diversity, recruitment, and retention efforts. Bonnie, whom are you interviewing for these podcasts?
So far, we have 20 interviews of eligible family members, EFMs, also known as accompanying partners. This is a very diverse group, ranging in age from early 30s to mid-80s. We have male and female spouses, gay and straight, American-born and foreign-born, which reflects the demographics of the Foreign Service today. Some have served in the Foreign Service families for as many as 45 years. So we can see from the interviews the evolution of society and the State Department and how these changes have impacted Foreign Service families.
Have these spouses been raising children overseas?
Yes, almost all have raised or are currently raising children who have been moving from country to country in the Foreign Service. So all these children are truly what we call third culture kids.
What kinds of careers have these accompanying family members pursued, especially in their foreign postings?
Many different jobs. Our interviewees may not have had the linear career paths with regular promotions, but they have been ingenious and inventive in their job choices at each post. Some have worked in the embassy and at the State Department, and of those, several have made huge impacts on improving the personal and professional lives of Foreign Service spouses. Others have worked with American or international organizations to advance healthcare and education, or to help refugees, people with disabilities, female business entrepreneurs, and impoverished villages. Others have started their own consulting businesses. And still others are journalists, psychotherapists, artists, or environmental engineers, wide-ranging professions that they have followed while moving internationally with the Foreign Service and their spouses.
You were a psychotherapist in addition to teaching at universities at all of your postings. You started several NGOs in Bosnia and Greece. Have other spouses established similar organizations?
Yes, I worked with NGOs all over the world, especially on countering human trafficking, and I founded my own organizations for multi-ethnic youth and for educators in Bosnia and Greece. Other spouses have established NGOs to help local communities or countries where they were posted. One founded an international school. They examined the local needs and designed programs to address them.
In those diverse interviews, what are some of the commonalities that you found?
I'm seeing a pattern of accompanying partners who have successfully navigated life in the Foreign Service. They are flexible, resilient, courageous, optimistic, lifelong learners who are open to new experiences and curious about different cultures. They take language training and immerse themselves in foreign cultures, making friends, volunteering, and learning about each country where they are living. And most of the time, their kids have thrived in their experiences abroad, too.
What is the advice that these spouses give to new family members of Foreign Service officers?
They give such sage advice from many years of experience. They say that they have not just married their spouse, but have entered a partnership that involves embarking on a long-term lifestyle with all its challenges and joys. They highlight how Foreign Service mores, policies, and services have changed over the past half century, and how the State Department is more cognizant of the personal and professional needs of Foreign Service families so that more resources are available in the 21st century, be they area studies or language training, educational advising, job opportunities in embassies, and even professional development grants, so that family members can study, retrain, and pursue new career paths overseas or in Washington. Our interviewees emphasize that spouses can reinvent themselves at each post according to their own and their family's needs and goals. Spouses may not have the jobs or the financial compensation that they might enjoy in the U.S., but if they take some risks and explore the opportunities, maybe discover a new interest or a skill or do volunteer work, they often wind up with an even richer and more meaningful experience. While acknowledging the challenges of this mobile lifestyle, our interviewees appreciate being exposed in a unique way to different cultures and the lifelong friends they have made throughout the Foreign Service and their international experiences. So, Mark, who should listen to these podcasts and how can they access them?
Bonnie, these podcasts are intended for the enjoyment of all, but I think they would be especially valuable for people interested in the Foreign Service, or for people who appreciate history and want a firsthand, real-life sense of what life is like for diplomats and their families living internationally.
We find that spouses of Foreign Service officers are accomplished in their personal and professional lives and creative in adapting to their new environments. They are taking full advantage of the myriad opportunities that the Foreign Service experience offers. These podcasts detail their fascinating journeys and the contributions to American embassy life, to international communities, and to foreign policy. They are truly partners in diplomacy.
Thanks, Bonnie. We hope that everyone will listen to these podcasts. Just find us on the ADST website at adst.org and click on the button for podcasts.